Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And welcome back to hour number two. We take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Monday. Just to let you know, probably next week it looks like we'll be on Tuesday because the Panthers and Edmonton start their Stanley Cup Series on Saturday, which means game two will be Monday, and we'll probably be with you good percent on next Tuesday. Just letting you know, anything you might miss this evening, we got a lot of guests and a lot of things going on. Just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast. There we are. You could read everything and listen months and months and months back, and especially tonight's show in that first hour. If you didn't get a chance, Luke Chaney joined us to talk a little bit of FAU Owls football. Julian Mendez, a Western senior linebacker, joined us, and Coach Miles Russ, the head coach at Kaiser University. Yesterday, had an opportunity to go out to the 7-on-7 and offensive line camp at the University of Miami, and a lot of good talent out there. A lot of things happening at the University of Miami, and nobody covers it closer than David Lake from Inside the U, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. David, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday.
Of course, Larry. Good to be on with you. It's an honor and a privilege.
Well, same here, man. You work hard. I see you everywhere. You do a tremendous job. And I think you're, now that the NIL and the transfer portal come into play, I think you're like a doctor. You're always on call. It never gets easy. Talk about some of the big news happening, because I know you and I talked a little bit about the kid Barrow, who, came down and left, and now there's rumors about him coming back.
Yeah, so Simeon Barrow was a Michigan State addition through the spring transfer portal window. He was enrolled at Miami. He participated in a workout at Miami. And look, I think this kind of stuff might happen more than we realize, but this one got public that he decided to step away from the team for a little bit. I think, NIL can get in guys' heads, and maybe some other programs out there were leading him to believe that he might have NIL opportunities elsewhere, which, as you know, Larry, can't happen once you've enrolled, once you've matriculated to a school and the transfer portal has closed, it's over. So I think all this needed to be explained to him, and he did come to his senses, and I do think the expectation is that he will be back. I think he's back in South Florida right now, and I think he's going to – my understanding, Larry, is I think he's going to make some sort of social media post here, I don't know, within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, good. Miami needs him, obviously. big-time kid with a lot of experience. You put him on that line with already seasoned kids on it. It's getting to be a very deep line. Obviously, the edge rushers, you lose guys like Nigel Lee Kelly, who everybody thought, would be a big-time player when he first arrived. The kid Wayne, who I still think is a really good football player, he decided to leave as well. But that still – focus isn't on all the talent that Miami has, especially when you look at the kid Marquise Lightfoot, who had a great all-star game, and then people loved him during the spring and what he could do. And, you know, there's so much talent. The focus now, and I, Alex Donahoe and I were talking last week, that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the offensive line was horrible. I remember against Pittsburgh, every time the running back got the ball, they were pushed right back into him five yards up. Not happening anymore. Miami's offensive line is really, really good, amongst one of the best in the country. Talk about that on the offense and defensive line, because that's going to win you games.
Yeah, you know this. Mario Cristobal is an offensive line coach by trade, and he is all about building the trenches. He wants to win at the line of scrimmage because, quite frankly, that's what national championship teams do. And so he's trying to build that out. Now, as you know, Larry, line of scrimmage positions are developmental positions. And so it does take time. But with that being said, I do think, you know, they've flipped the switch as quickly as you can in terms of building out a line of scrimmage. And on the offensive line, you know, they do lose Matt Lee and Javion Cohen from last year's excellent group, but they still return really good players like Francis Maui-Noah, Jalen Rivers, and Nez Cooper. I think all three of those guys could end up in the NFL eventually when it's their turn. And then, you know, they added Indiana transfer Zach Carpenter at center. There's kind of an opening for that fifth spot. And Larry, I don't know if you saw these guys walking around yesterday at the camp, but like Tommy Kinsler is a massive guy. Matthew McCoy is a massive guy. Samson Okolola wasn't out there, but he was impressing in the spring. So they have options and depth there on the offensive line. And that's only going to continue as Mario continues to stack recruiting classes. On the D-line, I mean, as you were alluding, the edge rushers, they have a ton of proven production now. They return Reuben Bain, who's going to be one of the best D-linemen in the country this year. Akeem Mezidor, if he's healthy, is an excellent pass rusher and run stopper. They add Tyler Barron from the portal, who was a 40 pressure guy last year at Tennessee. And then Elijah Alston is a guy who, you know, not the biggest guy. He's a Marshall transfer, so he's kind of undersized, but he just finds a way to get it done with guts and guile. So yeah, I no think doubt. Their front seven is really set on defense as well.
Yeah, no doubt. David Lake joins us inside the U, does an outstanding job as far as covering everything that's going on. And you talked about the transfer portal and Sam Brown, who everybody raves about, kid 6'2", knows this offense as well as anybody. He's running that offense for a long time. You got Deonte Hill, a defensive back with experience who kind of knows this defense a little bit as well. How does that work out? Because you have two guys like that. Then you add Damian Martinez, who arguably was the number one running back in the portal. And we know what type of thing Cam Ward had. Talk about the injection that some of these guys, you had mentioned Zach Carpenter and obviously Alston, but what about places, kids like that and Marley Cook and, you know, Isaiah Taylor, who obviously has great bloodlines. Talk about those infusion of transfer portal kids.
Yeah, I think on offense, what you're looking at with the additions of guys like Sam Brown and Damian Martinez, these are guys that arrived after the spring football, the month of spring football. And really, Miami, after seeing Cam Ward do what he did in the spring, understood we got to go all in and give Cam Ward all the weapons we can give him because they believe they can have the best offense in the country. So they went out and got a workhorse back in Damian Martinez. You know, Mark Fletcher's dealing with his foot thing, and so I think that alleviates some of the pressure of him to come back, and he can kind of take his time and get healthy, and Damian Martinez can hold it down until then. And Sam Brown, look, they lost Colby Young to Georgia in the transfer portal. Colby Young is a good player. Sam Brown might be a better fit for this type of offense because he can give you some yards after catch element to his game. So they like the injection he can give there in the passing game. And then on defense, you know, outside of those edge rusher guys I highlighted, I think they've added a lot of depth on that defensive side. Marley Cook is an undersized pass rusher at D-tackle, but he can help you in a role. Jalen Alderman is a linebacker that played 600 snaps. He's probably going to be a rotational guy this year at linebacker. But again, that's a position that gets banged up during the course of the season. And as you know, Larry, you not only need top talent, to win big in college football, you need depth to navigate an entire season because it is a war of attrition. So I really like what they've done in the portal with adding top-end talent like they did on offense. And then where they need to address some depth concerns, they did that as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And running back, as you mentioned, I mean, they still have some leftovers from last year. Certainly, they haven't really taken the wrapping off of Chris Johnson yet, a guy mm-hmm. that everybody knows. Once he learns, you know, the college game and he gets in that secondary, no one's catching him. I mean, and then Lyles, the kid from St. Thomas, everybody's high on him. Obviously,
they like Ohio State.
Yep. Yeah. Ohio State was upset when obviously decommitting came to Miami. So that's a good sign as well. So you get an opportunity to see some running backs. You have a couple coming back from last year, as I said, and certainly that becomes a deeper part. Receiver wise, we were talking yesterday, you know, people kind of look at Xavier Restrepo and, oh, he's small. Is it? Yeah. But he's 51 catches away, as I said yesterday, from being the all-time leading receiver at the school. Had a monster year last year, first-team ACC. Obviously, he's going to be Cam Ward's go-to guy. Tight end-wise, Miami has some kids. I still don't think that Arroyo has played anywhere near where everybody thought he would coming out of high school. But special teams, probably none better. Borregales is as good as you get, and certainly a lot to look forward to. Some more camps coming up. Dave, I can't thank you enough for dropping by. You always brighten up the show. You got a lot of information. Let everybody know how they can follow you, you know, and read a lot of your stuff.
Yeah, check out InsideView.com. We also do a podcast that comes out this time of year about once a week called Through the Smoke. So appreciate you having me on, Larry. I'm good to talk with you anytime.
Good stuff. Thank you, David. We'll talk to you soon. David Lake, Inside to You. And like I said, no matter if it's recruiting or during the season, David's always there. He's working hard. He gets first. See, and that's the one thing. You get firsthand information by being there. There's a lot of guys that, you know, listen to what everybody else says about, you know, kids, and they never go. Which I think is crazy in itself. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels. Doesn't matter. Elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, talk a little high school football. Coach Cam Thomas from Deerfield is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.